in the Great Commission that we have, that to go out into the world, that going out is presupposed there in the original language that our Lord gives that command. It's with the knowing that believers are going to go out.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin.
And I'm Rich, Rich Homeris. We're continuing our visit with Brother Stephen, who's preparing to go into full-time ministry as a pastor. In our concluding talk with him, he shares about going on a mission trip to the Philippines and the influence that his dad had on his life.
Brother Stephen, we're here at a 30th anniversary gathering here at Christ Bible Church. What is your affiliation with Pastor Joe and Christ Bible Church?
So my history with Pastor Joe goes back to, I would say, the early to mid-90s. I was a young boy at that time, but my father had reached out to Joe on one occasion and had visited his church a few times, and I was introduced to Joe as a little child and got to know him somewhat during that time. And then fast forward about 20 years, I was reacquainted with Joe, and an opportunity came to serve on a missionary trip with First Love Missions. And so I've known him ever since I was a little boy, and it's grown as far as our relationship in these last few years and being able to get to know more intimately on these mission trips.
Now, where did you go on your mission trips?
So we went to the Philippines, and I've gone twice now. 2 years ago, I was given the opportunity. My pastor, Pastor Paul Nelson from my church, had gone on a few trips already. So we went to the island of Luzon and went to Manila and a few other cities as well during that trip. It was about a week-long trip while we were there.
Now, how was that for you to leave the States, the comfort of the States, and to arrive in a foreign land?
So that was my first introduction to traveling overseas. So not only was it that first time traveling internationally, but also to serve in a missionary trip to the Philippines. It had a special connection with me, other than the primary purpose of delivering and spreading the gospel to that land. My background ethnically is we have some Filipino blood in our background from my father's side. And to be able to go to a country which was foreign to me, but yet we have ancestral heritage there, and to know my dad's love towards the Filipino people and for that part of our background was very special to me to be able to go. My dad passed away 6 years ago, so it was a great opportunity that was presented to be able to go to the Philippines there and to serve there in advancing the kingdom of God and evangelizing the people there in the Philippines.
How was the gospel received there?
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that. I'm thinking, well, you know, we're missionaries from America, so, you know, they're going to welcome us when we first get there with open arms, and maybe that's going to wear off as the trip goes along, right? That, okay, it's been 3 days, and, you know, it's getting a little wearing on them, but to see that hospitality never waver at any point, whether it's calling a taxi for us, whether it's accompanying us to finding us somewhere to grab lunch and food, you know, a lot of things revolve around food for wanting us to get, you know, to kill the fatted pig in many cases there, where they have the best meals for us and that they can afford and to serve.
And they literally do that, don't they? They kill the fatted pig.
That's right. They do. It's called lechon, and they serve you all the pieces of the pig there, and it's a feast, right? And they want to show you their love and thankfulness for what you're doing, the service that you're providing, whether or not they're interested truly in the gospel or not. They know that you are taking your time and going out of your way to serve the people there, and they recognize that with their hospitality. And the second part of that with regards to their love of song and the singing that went on. I mentioned my father, who in that background in our family with the Filipino background and blood that we have, my dad was one who was a Christian, and his life as a Christian and the evangelism that he showed on an everyday basis and the love of Christ that he shared with people literally on an everyday basis. I told someone earlier today that my dad would go and go run a basic errand, go to the convenience store, go to the pharmacy, and he would come across somebody who would be willing to strike up a conversation with him, and it would directly lead to the gospel. But how he would do it, and this all leads to the singing part of the Philippines and the Filipino people, is that my dad would present the gospel to somebody and then would stop them and say, "Do you mind if I sing you a song?" And that's not something you hear every day. And many people were hesitant, and I was there as a 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old boy, and here goes my dad again, and being very hesitant and reluctant and kind of shy behind my dad, but yet to see him sing Amazing Grace to that person. My dad had one of the most beautiful voices that I've ever heard in this world. And to know that connection when I went to the Philippines and heard the voices of these people when they sang, it puts many churches to shame because they're singing from their heart with all of their abilities and singing out, especially within churches, to the Lord or families that are unbelievers, and that gift of singing that brings a family together to lift up their voices. And little do they know, those voices that have been given to them by God, and they're raising them up, whether or not they're giving the praise to God or not.
Music and singing is definitely a gift from God, a part of a believer's worship and witness, as Psalm 89 verse 1 says, "I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations." And we'll return to our talk with Brother Stephen in just a moment, so stay with us.
You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. Just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby. That's all one word. And Bobby is BOBBI.com. That's Connections with Rich and Bobby.com. There, all of our podcasts are posted, along with all of our contact information.
Also, you can contact us on social media by friending us on Facebook, post on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter. Now, let's return to our talk with Brother Stephen as he continues sharing about his experiences.
I was wondering, as you were telling this story about your dad, so here you are, a little small child behind him, and probably shy and probably embarrassed about him talking and singing to these strangers. And yet, I understand that you now are studying to be a pastor. And so do you think that had an effect on you as far as reaching out with the gospel?
Absolutely. To know that the life of the Christian is one that is progressive in growth, and the continuity of the Christian life as they grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when they are filled with that grace in the Great Commission that we have, that to go out into the world, that going out is presupposed there in the original language that our Lord gives that command. It's with the knowing that believers are going to go out. So it's going out to go out and preach the gospel, knowing that they're going out. And I saw that evident in my dad's life, and it impresses me to this day. Oftentimes, as I was sharing with somebody earlier today, when I preach and I prepare a sermon, oftentimes God will give me a thought or an experience from my past with my dad specifically, where he would preach the gospel to somebody that was down and out in society. Those outcasts that we look at, especially in a place where we live in California, where there's so many homeless and so many that we often push to the side, where my dad would be one on those front lines going to those people and presenting the gospel to them because he saw somebody that was in need of the grace of God, a sinner just like himself. And to see the need of that person, and not that it was only monetarily, but that they needed the gospel, they needed the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is what was so important to him. So myself now, in studying for the ministry, as I prepared to serve God in that capacity, to understand that that is just the heart of a pastor, to go out and not only shepherd his congregation, but to, at every opportunity, deliver and present the gospel for the greater good of the people here in our nation, and to go out into the highways and the byways and to spread and declare the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
You know, there are joys and challenges as you go forth. The joy is being called to go forth, but also there's the challenge of being heard. Your father went forth, and he would go to those that were down and out. He would go to those that he would run into and sing a song. He would find different ways to be able to communicate God's word. How is that for you as you look forward to the joys and to the challenges?
You know, again, to see how the life of my father and the legacy that he left has impressed me, although he was not a pastor, but to see how he, in the same efforts, went out with that full desire and that intensity to bring the gospel to the lost, and to see in his life there were so many challenges. He went through so many ups and downs, and because I was in the home as a child and saw a lot of things that happened within the home and things that shook his faith to the core, but yet it never wavered in the sense that he went out that very next day and knew that he had a commission, he had a responsibility to serve the living God and to go out into the world even when he didn't feel like it. And that, I think, is one of the greatest lessons for myself as a pastor in training, if you will, to know that there will be days when I don't feel like being a pastor. There will be days where I won't feel like serving the Lord, but we are to, in the grace and in the strength and the power of the Lord, to go out. It is not in the arm of the flesh, right? And we see, and we often learn, that when we do it in our own strength, that's when we often fail. So to know that those challenges are to be placed in the Lord's hand and to trust him for the grace and the joy to do it.
Any final words that you would like to share with those that are tuned in about, you know, your walk or the direction the Lord has called you?
The one thing that I think continues to impress me is the power of the gospel. Romans 1:16 tells us that it is the power of God unto salvation, that gospel that God has ordained and uses fallible, sinful men that have been redeemed and ransomed by the Lord Jesus Christ to go out into the world, to know that, you know, anyone from the church member to the pastor in training like myself, to know that we have a great and high and holy privilege to deliver the message of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he can deliver the sinner from the power, reigning power of sin, and deliver them from themselves, and then bring them into the kingdom of God where they are able to serve the one true God and to change this world. And we often talk about the change that this world needs. And we often think about the government and the White House, but we know that change begins in God's house. And to know the responsibility that a pastor has, that those of a local congregation have, to collectively serve the Lord as a body of believers. And when we do so, we know that God will do great and mighty things in our land and in our lives and in our homes. And I pray that we will be able to go in the strength of the Lord in whatever it is that we do.
Yes, going forth in God's strength, led by his Spirit, as we're told in Zechariah 4, verse 6, that says, "Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts." And we thank Brother Stephen for his visit with us, telling about the impact that his dad had on his life as he prepares to enter the ministry as a pastor. If you'd like to find out more about Brother Stephen, his mission trip to the Philippines, and his desire to enter the ministry, just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby, all one word, and Bobby spelt with an I, .com, and click on Program Insights. That's Program Insights at ConnectionsWithRichAndBobby.com.
Now, you've been listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast on this platform or any of the others like iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify. If you have a smart speaker, you can listen by simply saying, "Play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby." You can connect with us on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So please do take a moment to let us know about you. And we'd love to hear any feedback about what you've heard on our podcasts.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word, God's word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.